Hello, my little sissy faggots. You're listening to my audio because you want to just confirm that you really are a little sissy faggot, don't you? Now, most male slaves are such pathetic and useless excuses for men that they barely even qualify as a male. But then you know that, don't you? Tiny dicks and useless qualities, hopeless at anything that real men can do, and generally, you're just basically a waste of skin. So to call them men or male is just a stretch, really. So maybe you're just a mega faggot, super gay. For most men, they already know it, but they do not realize that they're actually this way. Because secretly, whether they realize it or not, they're actually just a faggot, and probably a sissy faggot at that. Perhaps you're just sitting waiting on that strap on to make you the bitch you deserve to be. Am I describing you? Am I getting close? So, if you're a closet cross-dresser or fantasy cocksucker, who's still in denial of what they actually are? So, are you one of these types? Are you a faggot slave that needs proper instruction and domination? Perhaps you just need some help and encouragement from a strong female like me who enjoys watching fags like you sucking cocks. So, how do you know if you are an actual fag, just a faggot ass cock taker who hasn't been outed yet? Well, this is my guide to what makes a faggot. If you fit into even one of them, then it's time to wake up and face reality. So listen up and be ready to face some harsh truths. Number one, you fantasize about wearing women's underwear. You might like the feel, the smell, or how soft it is, but if you fantasize about wearing women's underwear, then you're secretly yearning for an alternative lifestyle. No full hetero male wears a female's undergarments, so if you constantly find yourself having thought about it, or you get a hard on picturing it, then you need to ask yourself the question, am I a faggot? Number two, touching silk tights or panties gets you erect. Does holding silk tights in your hand get a stirring in your loins? Do silk panties make a tent in your shorts? If so, ask yourself why. Why would these items of a female clothing make that happen to you? You think it's because you like the feel and texture, but really, you probably enjoy it because you get off on it. Let's be honest, time for hard facts. Time to face the truth. The idea of wearing it, sniffing them, or jerking off with them. Again, hetero men don't do that. Maybe you're a cuckold sissy, or maybe you need some gay fag humiliation. You suck cock and just love that dick sucking. The bigger the better, don't you? Number three. You little slut, find yourself staring at the bulge in men's shorts. If your eyes are instinctively drawn downwards when you see men with tight shorts or joggers on, then you really need to question why. Why would you, if you weren't a faggot, want to stare at another man's crotch? Why would seeing a huge bulge get your own dick stirring? Why does it make your heart beat faster? In short, if you find yourself turned on by staring at other men's bulges and imagining the big thick cock under there, then that pretty much speaks for itself, don't you think? You love cum, and you need to start admitting you're a cum-guzzling little slut. No need really for you to be forced, is there? Number four. Your favourite part of the gym is the shower time. Is your workout rushed? Do you find that you can't be bothered with the gym, but you go anyway because the whole thought of the shower afterwards draws you in? When you enter the showers after your workout, do you spend longer than necessary in there? Does your eyes linger on other men's soaked-up bodies? Do you spend longer than others drying yourself while watching other guys' cocks swinging as they move? If these comments fit you, then you're not as much of a straight man as you think you are. No, you're a faggot. You take longer than necessary to put your wife girlfriend's clothes on the hanger. Most real men take about 5 seconds to throw them in her underwear drawer. Open, chuck, close, simple. You, however, take each individual garment and fondle it and caress it, convincing yourself you're trying to find the best place to fold it. You hold it in your hands and enjoy the texture and feel before folding and placing it gently in the drawer, running your hand over it one last time. Then you move on to the next item. Then you do the same with all her blouses and tops. When you hang them in the hanger, you dream of wearing them, don't you? You really do. You hold them up against yourself and everything. Even trying to make sure it's you who puts them away after every wash should be enough to make you really realize that you really are a faggot. So are you a little pantyhose faggot or just a plain panty fag? You drink thick yogurt instead of using a spoon. You can try to pretend it's just easier, but opening your mouth, tilting it back, and sticking out your tongue and letting the thick liquid drop onto your tongue before you swallow it should have you questioning what this is also like. Ask yourself why you prefer this to the proper men's way of getting a spoon. It's because you get off in the feeling of letting another man come in your mouth and swallowing his load of spunk. Deny it all you want, but drinking the yogurt instead of just eating it properly is a huge sign that you are a faggot. On to number seven. You fantasize about sucking cock for your mistress. Instead of CBT and small penis humiliation, nipple torture, or blackmail role play, your first and only femdom type session involves you being pimped out to suck cock for a mistress. You can get away with it because she made you do it. And you get to pretend you didn't like it and hated it. But if that was the case, why is your dick so hard right now at the thought of getting on your knees and taking another man's big, thick dick in your mouth and giving him a blowjob? I know your dick is hard right now as you're wanking listening to me. If you don't want it so much, why is it your number one fantasy? It's time to face reality. There's obviously an underlying reason, and it's really quite simple. Is that underneath it all, you're basically just a cock-sucking faggot. Number eight, you have a fantasy about a threesome, but it's with you, your wife, and another man. Every guy fantasizes about three-way. But proper heterosexuals imagine two females kissing and fingering each other's pussies and licking each other while he sits and wanks before getting to fuck them both or having them take turns to suck his dick. There are other guys, however, for whom the male-female-female isn't their first go-to. Nope, for them and you. They imagine two dudes and a chick. Or a devil's threesome. They, or you in this case, might convince themselves they want to see her getting spit roasted, but in actual fact, The thoughts keep creeping in of you sucking him off, kissing him, and of him fucking you. Another hint you're a cock-loving faggot. Number 9. Pegging is your favourite activity or porn video viewing. You can beg and plead not to be pegged all you want, but if you're honest, you bend over too quickly and your ass is a little too eager to take cock right up there. Your asshole opens and swallows the full length of that rubber cock, and a big old smile creeps onto your face when she walks out wearing her strap on and orders you to bend over. You're practically running to the bench to bend over. And now you need to face the truths. And number 10. You actually like when mistress fucks you in the ass with a strap on. It's used primarily as a punishment because male slaves hate to be fucked like a bitch. But if you find yourself messing up on purpose just so that she will get that big cock out and pound your ass with it, not to mention the fact you get hammered with a smile of joy and contentment on your face, then you're only fooling yourself, let's be honest. If you like having your cheeks spread and getting your mistress's cock rammed right up your ass, then this is a pretty big sign you're actually a dick-hungry faggot. Literotica, panty sniffing, is always the top of your dirty little fag list. So do you fit into any of the above statements? Oh, I bet you do. I bet a sissy faggot wanker like you is wanking their cock furiously right now. And I bet more than once you've thought, oh, that sounds like me. Well, if so, get your ass up in the air and get your finger right in it. Or find the biggest object that you've got lying around and plug it for me. We love to abuse little sissy faggots like you. If you're ready to really admit that you are indeed a panty fag that craves cum and cock, then make sure you tune in to all my other audio clips, which is all about little faggots like you. Is it dirty talk you need? Or hypno? Are you after some dirty talk? Or maybe it's a sissy hypno you need? To be told once and for all what you are. Humiliation training is always available by your mistress. We enjoy cum eating instructions and reminding you at all times that you're just a big gay fag. Well, get a load of this. We're here to put you straight. You're nothing but a little fag cocksucker who needs a huge dick to fill his hole right now. Maybe it's some big black cock you dream about. So let's do it. Let's get you a huge big black dick to suck and stretch your little fag holes. To teach you to be a good little coming cock-sucking bitch. It's time to start your training, fag. It's time to stop hiding. It's time to come out. It's time to learn more about what will be expected of you, the little fag.